Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, 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 baby. It is October 16, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATM. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan, Karan, Karan Patan. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have Gumba Go, which is natural vanilla, and also natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump, baby, 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 baby. Listen, want you guys to do me just a little favor while you're on Facebook. You know we're on Facebook all day long, morning, afternoon, and evening. Just use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Y'all set up my bar. Set my bar up, y'all. Y'all know I got to have my Gumba Rum. Got to have my drink. Set my bar up. Get Gizmo and Gal and Milo, whatever his name. Get, wag on over there and get, put the ice in the glass and put my drink in there. Put the vanilla and coconut. Stir it all up together. You know, like, take it on down. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. Listen, it's pretty clear out today. Temperature's about 55 degrees. It's all good. All good. Independent artists. Sumney Ferguson is on air. Listen, y'all know who's going to be listening to the music. Y'all check this out. Come on, engineer. Talk to me up in here. You better know it. People all over the world is listening to the music of Sumney Ferguson. Sumney Ferguson. Now, listen, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know I'm a trained, licensed life coach, trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist at Fox News, Channel 32, trained by her many years ago. You know what I'm saying. And she's no longer there. She's now living in Hawaii, but I have my certification from her as a trained, licensed life coach. Listen, got to get that out the way. You know, so many people is life coaches, and ain't nobody certified, so I don't know what the hell is going on with that. But listen, listen, listen. When you certified, you got proof in your documentation that, you know, you got to put it on out there like a T.I.T. Listen, listen, listen. Before I get into the music, I am telling you what's the truth. Listen, a lot of people, and let me say this, while I'm talking about certifications, a lot of people enjoy the life lessons, and so I'm very thankful to get the feedback from the listeners about the life lessons that's given and the feedback on music and the different ideas that's put out there. So listen, let me tell you something. Mama just don't be throwing off stuff from the top of her head, let me tell you. So listen, I do have my education in, matter of fact, I have a degree in education and organization management. So listen, let me tell you something. I went to Columbia College. Let me tell y'all, short and skinny. Sometimes I give the story and sometimes I don't because I say it so much. I feel like everybody knows it, but not everybody knows it because everybody's not listening at the same time. So listen, I went to Columbia College and I studied journalism and television. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. So I was a returning student, and what happened, I ended up having an aneurysm. You hear me up in here right before graduation. Right before, this is the funniest thing. Right, well, it's not funny, but I'm going to tell you real quick. I'm going to get to the music. Right before graduation, I had a ruptured brain aneurysm, massive, massive. And the doctors, we don't even know how you lived, how you got through it. But to make the long story short, I went back to Columbia to finish the few little credits. I only had a few credits to finish to get the degree from Columbia. But what happened, reality really set in, what happened, because I had to go through, of course, training and rehab and therapy and all this stuff to learn how to write again and yada, yada, yada. So I was in one of my journalism classes, and the teacher gave an assignment. Now, listen, I was a straight-A student, always made dean's list, and I was working with other students with their projects and their assignments. So after everything happened, I went back, right? The teacher, professor gave an assignment, and I was struggling with the assignment. And I was like, oh, my God, I really want to do this thing. And it took me 15 minutes to write a news story. And the professor was looking at me like, they're waiting on me to finish because I usually get done in like 2 or 3 minutes. I was like, bam, bam, it's out and it's done. And so she's looking. So after class, she comes and she talks to me and everything. And she sent me to the Department of Students with Disabilities, right? I went through the whole rigmarole. To make a long story short, I ended up graduating. I got my bachelor's degree. Then I went to graduate school online. I still wasn't done because my aim was to get a PhD, right? So listen, I went to graduate school online, Ashford University, got my master's in education and organization management. I did that. Then, let me tell you something, didn't stop there. I went to University of Phoenix for my postgraduate work. Loved it, was loving it. So listen, I had to stop because, you know, it's very expensive to get a PhD. I had to stop, and I went to two residencies. What I'm telling you guys is stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what happens in life, stay with it. Stay with it. I can tell you, stay with what you're going after. So listen, I'm still going through the process of getting my PhD. Still on hold. You know what I'm saying. I got 2 more years to do to finish my curriculum in education. My doctoral is in education, curriculum and education. But listen, let me tell you guys, don't want to keep you too long. Stay with the story. The point is this. When you're going through things in life, things will happen to throw you off course, right? When you are really, oh my goodness, I wasn't intending to give a life lesson on destiny and purpose, but listen, when your purpose, the more greater your purpose is, sometimes the struggle is really, really great, right? So listen, let me tell you something. When I was in the hospital, my God, this is for somebody out there. If you're listening, this is for you. If this is for you, take it all in. When I was in the hospital, this is no joke. After the surgery and everything happened, I was in the hospital, and of course, I couldn't get out of bed that first week or two. I am telling you, God talked to me, and he told me so many things that was going to happen, that I was going to be doing yada, yada, yada. My books was going to be going all over the world, and yes, I am an author. I've written several books, and I'm telling you, God, I couldn't go nowhere. I was just in the bed, and God was just talking to me, giving me, and people think, don't believe that God talks to you, but yes, he does. So listen, and I am telling you, the very things that he told me while I was in the hospital bed is happening now, right? So listen. So my point is this, stay with it. Stay with it. If you are dreaming and you have a hot, burning passion to do something in this lifetime, no matter what happens to kind of throw you off course, get back on course, because things will happen. Someone told me a story one time. They were studying for their PhD. They were going for their doctoral, and it took them like, I don't know, 15 years. It took them a long time. It took them like 15 years. But guess what? They graduated. They got their paper. They graduated. They were so excited and so proud of it. So listen, I'm telling you this, to stay on track. I got something else I'm going to share with you. I saw a really crazy story, and I'm gonna tie this together. I want you guys to stay with me. I got another story that came on through the news, something that went down in Walmart. Now listen, see, it's so important for you to use your life to the best of your benefit and your best of your ability. Don't waste your talent. So listen, I got some great music that's coming up from Summie Ferguson, and I'm telling you, this young lady is talented. She is destined for greatness. She got a great song. It is Wish I'd Never Met You. She's got a great voice, great song, and she's destined for greatness. She really is. She has a great voice, great song. Check this out. This is Wish I Never Met You. Take a listen. Career, performing covers of noted artists, Adele, Lady Gaga, Julian Michaels, and others. Summie released her first original single, S.U.S., in 2018, which had over 4 million streams across multiple platforms. Since that time, she has released Martin R., Best Friend, Same Guy, Known Better, Said It After, and now her newest release, Wish I Never Met You. Do you hear Superstar? Do you hear the bell? Superstar, she is a superstar. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I guess this is the day for life lessons. Let me tell you something. You can do and accomplish what you have the talent to accomplish to do. Now, listen here. Listen, let me tell you something. If you don't have the talent to accomplish what you're trying to do, this is the most critical point. If you don't have the talent to accomplish what you're trying to do, your talent lies somewhere else. I know this is, I usually don't give life lessons like this. Good God from Zion. I usually don't give life lessons like this. But listen, if you're going after something and you don't have the talent for it and you are not training for or learning how to do it, maybe it's time to switch gears. Sometimes it is critical that you switch gears, because let me tell you something. If you are trying to do something and your purpose is in a whole other direction, you will never accomplish what you're trying to do. And I don't like using the word never, but what I'm saying to you, this is the point. You got to learn how to know when to switch gears and go in a different direction, because God has something within you. You got talent within you. And if you have not discovered the talent that's truly lying in you, you know, you're going to be going after something that's not meant to be yours. And you got to switch gears and really, really take a moment, stand still, and do some self-examination. I do this all the time. Self-examination. Look within and check out, well, what are your talents? What are your talents? Because, honey, you wasted talent. When you're going after the wrong thing, wasted talent. Wasted talent. Don't let your life be wasted talent. Go after the thing that you're talented and skilled to do. So listen, it's almost like somebody that's skilled to play basketball. Now, what if Michael Jordan, oh my God, this just came in. What if Michael Jordan, oh my God. Everyone knows how talented Michael Jordan was in playing basketball. Now, what if he went out there and he was trying to make it in life as playing the piano? How freaking crazy would that have been? So listen, we would have never experienced the greatness of Michael Jordan. Oh, my God. Michael Jordan had the whole world watching basketball. Even if a person didn't like basketball, people was watching basketball because of Michael Jordan, right? Because of Michael Jordan. And guess what? His offspring, his son, is playing basketball as well. But listen, let me tell you something. If you are not operating with the talent that you were born to operate in, you are in the wrong lane, and you got to switch gears and go in a different direction. And, you know, it just feels like somebody is out there trying to do something that you were never called and meant to do. So listen, you got to go in a different direction, just like the story with Michael Jordan. If Michael Jordan, they told him that he was too short and all these different things, that he couldn't play basketball, yada, yada, yada. But guess what? He was doing, right? And so he was the most and the best basketball player ever. So what if Michael Jordan was trying to play the piano? We would have never discovered the greatness of Michael Jordan and playing the basketball, right? Because he was trying to do that. So listen, if you are trying to do something, you might be out there trying to paint pictures and you're talented to do something else. You know what I mean? So listen, don't waste a lot of time trying to do something that you are not skilled to do. Find out, first of all, find out what your skill is. Find out what your talent is, right? And then go after it. Go after it. Go, don't stop. Listen, I was looking at a news story. These people were in Walmart having a brawl, just fighting and doing everything. That's craziness. Don't waste your energy and your time on craziness. You know, these people are out here fighting over whatever in Walmart to the point it was 25 people fighting in Walmart over God knows what, setting off fire extinguishers. That is just crazy. So my point is this. Use your time. Use your passion to do what you are meant to do in this lifetime. Because guess what? This world is going in all different crazy directions, and you don't have a lot of time. Listen, I'm just telling you. And I'm not a doomsday preacher, please. I'm not a doomsday preacher. I'm trying to encourage you to do what you want to do, right? So listen. You may be talented to write books. You may be talented to sing. Go after it. Listen, I got a young man that I love dearly. Never met him in his life. But he is talented to write. He was on the show. He was on Fierce Female Network. He's a great writer, right? He just needs a little tutelage, and he needs a little stirring and guidance. Not everyone that comes across your path is a dollar sign. Get this. Oh, my God. It's a long life lesson. So listen. I constantly try to help him with things to help him to further his writing. He's written a book, which is a great book. He has great trailers out, and I constantly try to give him people that's going to help him to get exposure for his books. And when you write books, you got to have a marketing plan. You got to have an advertising plan. Books do not fly off the shelf. Let me tell you something. The one thing that I made a mistake at is helping everybody before I did it for myself. My thing was I will always help everybody to get where they're going, right? And so listen, now I'm like, okay, I got to do this thing. I got to get a balance going, help myself, further my books, and what? Help other people, because my thing is I love to help people. I love to help people. I just can't help it. I got the can't help us when it comes to that. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up. This is Adrian's Song. This is on the AWM record label, okay? This is Adrian's Song by independent artist J Sound, S-O-U-N-D. This is Adrian's Song. Take a listen. That is J Sound on the AWM Records label. That's AWM Inc. All right, and you can find J Sound on Amazon. That's Adrian Song. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. Remember, the song by Summer Ferguson, Wish I'd Never Met You. We're going to be spinning that again later on today and tomorrow. So listen, I got to get on up out here. It's been Stone Cold Blast, Peace, Love, and Soul. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train. ain't what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.